Live Creative Now, episode 70.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hello, hello. I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, here to address all your questions about living a full color creative life. And by the way, passion pluralite, that is a term that I invented. And in fact, pluralite is not even a real word. It's a word that I invented. And the reason that I know this is because I am about to publish a collaborative coloring book with designs, pages created by some of the members of my Creative Sandbox community. And I had to come up with the name of my publishing company's imprint. And I tried a bunch of different things, and they were already taken by other people, already existing publishing companies. So I thought, what about Pluralite Press? And I searched on Google, and I can't even find pluralite anywhere except as a French word, pluralité, I guess. I don't speak French. Anyway, the coloring book will be coming out in the next, hopefully two or three weeks. I'm waiting for the hard copy proof right now, which should arrive next week. And if I have to make corrections, then that will push it out a bit. Otherwise, it might be published the week after that. So stay tuned for that if you like adult coloring. It's got 40 designs from 17 different members of my Creative Sandbox community, and it was all created in the spirit of the Creative Sandbox, in the Creative Sandbox mindset. And the one requirement that I made for everybody who wanted to participate was that we, all of us, including myself, had to practice imperfectionism on our art, because otherwise, you know what would happen? Nobody would have ever submitted anything. Anyway, as I always say, whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, which I did for so many years in my life, or if you identify yourself as an artist, or anything in between those two, no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive. And it's how you change the world. And part of why it's how you change the world is because it makes you feel more alive. Anyway, before we get into today's episode, I wanted to let you know that I am hosting a free creativity workshop next week, Thursday, August 25th. And if you have a hard time getting yourself to do the creative things that you would most love to be doing, this workshop is for you. I designed it specifically for you. In the workshop, it's about a little less than 90 minutes, you will learn the surprising truth about why you feel resistance to the thing you love to do. You will learn how to make every creative block your friend. And you will learn the unexpected science of how creative play affects the brain. And I can practically guarantee that you will never look at creative play in the same way again after you learn this. Again, it's about 90 minutes, a little less than 90 minutes altogether, and it's totally free. And I will not be asking you to buy anything on the call. So don't worry about that. However, if you stick around to the end, I do have a free gift for you. And yes, there will be a replay for 72 hours only, but the replay link will only go to people who register. So go to freecreativityworkshop.com to sign yourself up. That is freecreativityworkshop.com. Give these workshops every couple of weeks. So check it out. My last episode, last week, episode 69, was about the dangers of coloring books. Yes, really, coloring books can be dangerous. And if you are curious why they can be dangerous. You definitely want to check out that episode. You can find it at livecreativenow.com/069. Or of course, if you're listening on iTunes, just keep listening and it will probably pop up right after this one. Anyway, today I am responding to something that someone posted on Facebook. Specifically, I'm responding to something that someone wrote and tagged me on. I don't know if you have Facebook notifications set up, but thanks to the wonders of notifications, I got an email just a few days ago letting me know that Lou Blazer, who is a writer, had written, it was a very interesting comment in which she tagged me. She said she wanted to camp out in my living room. So of course I was curious and I had to click through and find out what it was all about. So she tagged me on a comment that was on her own status update to her Facebook profile, her own post there. And this post that she wrote, this status update, just wrenched my heart because I related to it so deeply. Here is what Lou wrote. She wrote, "I read a page of Ian McEwan's and my heart breaks, not in tiny, tidy pieces, but in large, sharp shreds. I read a post by Julia Cameron, and I just want to crawl back to bed. These are my favorite writers. I devour what they write. Their words get under my skin. I live in their made-up worlds. But when I read their work in comparison to mine, I shrink into the tiniest ant. I am torn between throwing their books at the wall and shredding mine. Their work and mine, they're not even in the same country, let alone the same ballpark. How will I ever measure? Such is the paralyzing exercise of comparison. And truly, what purpose does it serve? Over and over, I repeat to myself, every expert was once a beginner. Your journey is your own. Your voice is your own. Comparing your work with others is disrespecting your own art." And then she hashtags it, writer's life. So, Lou, this podcast is for you. Clearly, you already found a very eloquent resolution to your comparison issue. And yet, the first comment on your post was your own. This is what Lou wrote in the first comment on that post that I just read. "Melissa, oh, how I wish I was camped in your living room right now." And I just love that I got this great visual of her in a sleeping bag on my living room floor. Anyway, I wrote a pretty lengthy response. And I thought to myself, dang, that should be a podcast episode. So I copied my response into my blog and I tweaked it a bit. And here it is. "Dear Lou, the paralyzing exercise of comparison you speak of is exactly the same trap that made me quit writing entirely in my late 20s. And believe me, at the time, this choice may have felt like a relief from pain. It did, in a way, but it did not lead to greater happiness. Because denying ourselves our creative joys does nothing but deny the world our unique gifts. And of course, it denies us our creative joys too. Now, I have to say that I still feel exactly the same way you describe, and you describe it so beautifully. I feel that way every single time I look at my own hero's art, listen to my own hero's amazing songs, read my hero's breathtaking prose. I feel like that teeny tiny ant you describe with my heart in large, sharp shards. And yet, this is very hard for me to believe, but there are people out there who feel this way about my work. And the reason I share that is because there are people out there, Lou, who feel this way about your work. When I first read Big Magic, which is an amazing book by Elizabeth Gilbert, the Eat, Pray, Love lady, when I read that book, you know, it was really hard not to think I should just quit, because what's the point? She said it all. How could I possibly ever measure up to Liz Gilbert? There's no way. She's like my hero, right? No way could I possibly measure up to her. And yet, not that long ago, a former student of mine who had gone through a program that I used to run sent me an email, and she told me that she had recently read Big Magic and she enjoyed it and thought it was good. But she told me that she got so much more out of the program that she'd gone through with me than from reading that book. And she was waiting for my book to come out. Now, knock me over with a feather. That book that she's waiting to come out, that is the book that I have not finished yet. Why have I not finished it? Well, partly, probably very large part, because it feels so ridiculous for me to write a book when I compare my, you know, pathetic prose, my meager attempts, to what Elizabeth Gilbert has already written. But here's the thing. What I'm going to write, maybe in my eyes, it's never going to be nearly as good as what Elizabeth Gilbert has written and what she will go on to write. But nobody's going to write it the same way that I would write it. My former student might resonate with my work, and she might read my book and just get a ton out of it. But when I read it, all I see is vastly inferior to what Elizabeth Gilbert can do, right? So here's what I have to do. I have to continually remind myself that my job is not to compare and judge. My job is to create. My job is to create. And that is the same for you. Your job, Lou, is to create, not to compare and judge. And if you go to the show notes, if you go to livecreativenow.com/070, there is some artwork that I made with the quote, "My job is to create, not to judge or compare." The other thing, as I said, is there are people out there who will resonate with what I create. There are people out there who will resonate with what you create. And in fact, some of those people may even resonate more with what you and I create than they will with what our heroes create, for whatever reason. I mean, we might look at them and think, oh my God, they have no taste. They have lousy taste, right? But to them, that is what resonates. Maybe even because my prose is not as breathtaking as Elizabeth Gilbert, maybe they will relate to me better because I feel more like them. I feel more accessible. I feel less perfect because Elizabeth Gilbert, to me, seems so perfect as a writer. Who knows? It doesn't actually matter why they will resonate. All that matters is that I create. Lou, all that matters is that you create, and that we put our creations out into the world, regardless of how pathetic they feel to us when we hold them up next to our heroes' creations. All that matters is that we create and put our creations out into the world. Now, I may never be as well regarded as my heroes. I may never be as successful as my heroes. That's not what it is about. My imperative is still to create, because that is what humans are here to do. Your imperative, Lou, and anybody else who's listening, your imperative is to create and to put your creations out into the world, regardless of how you might judge them or compare them to your heroes. Your imperative is to create, because that is what humans are here to do. And of course, as I said earlier, nobody else will ever, in all of human history, nobody else will ever create in exactly the same way you will. And somebody is waiting for your next creation. Somebody is waiting. Somebody is waiting for me to finish my book. So who am I to deny them that? If I can make a difference for one person, even if all that difference is that I make them smile or I make them think slightly differently about something, I've changed the world. That's huge. That's important. It might feel tiny, but it's really big. Now, I have to run, I have to remind myself of this constantly. There is a reason that I teach this stuff. We teach what we need to learn. And I am the queen, the poster child of stepping in the comparison trap. I would say on average, I step in the comparison trap at least 6 times a day. My God, maybe 100 times a day. My job is to pull myself out of the comparison trap and get back to work. That is my job. And that is the same for you, Lou. The universe needs your creations, and only you can create them. And if you let the comparison trap stop you, you rob us. In addition to robbing yourself, you are robbing the universe. You are robbing the people who are waiting, waiting, just waiting to read what you have to share. We need you to keep creating, and we need you to keep sharing. And as I am reading this, saying this, I'm also saying to myself, the universe needs your creations, Melissa. The universe needs you to release this podcast episode, even if you think it's crappy. Only you can create the things that you create. And if you let the comparison trap stop you, you rob the universe in addition to yourself. So that, Lou, is what I have to share with you today. I really hope that it's helpful. That's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you are getting value out of this podcast, the best way to thank me is to tell your friends. And leave a review of 5-star, hopefully, rating and written review over on iTunes. If you don't know how to do that, you can go to livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. And I have step-by-step instructions for how to leave a rating and review over on iTunes, because iTunes does not make it very self-explanatory. Anyway, meanwhile, don't forget to sign up for next week's free online workshop, Born to Create: Why Your Creative Play is Essential, Not Self-Indulgent. And you can sign up at freecreativityworkshop.com. That's freecreativityworkshop.com. That's it. Until next time, thanks again for joining me, and go get creating. Mwah!
Live creative now. Live creative now.
Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.